Good evening and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your source for news that matters without the extra fluff. Tonight, we're covering a community town hall coming to Big Pine, a new outdoor leadership initiative launching in Mammoth, a local connection highlighted on the national stage last night in Washington, and of course, a full ski report from Mammoth Mountain. But first, today's show is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, keeping Eastern Sierra pets healthy, happy, and hopefully not eating things they shouldn't. And because it's February, don't forget to cast your vote in this month's Epic Eats poll. We're talking the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra. Ranch? No ranch? That's between you and your conscience. Head to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats to weigh in. Also, in case you needed an excuse, today is National Clam Chowder Day. So if your dinner plans now involve something creamy and served in a bread bowl, you're simply being patriotic. Let's get into it. 4th District Inyo County Supervisor Jennifer Roser is inviting community members to a town hall meeting in Big Pine on Wednesday, March 4th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Big Pine Town Hall, 150 Dewey Street. The event will feature presentations from county officials and emergency coordinators. Inyo County Emergency Services Manager Lisa Cox is scheduled to discuss local emergency alert systems. Representatives from the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments will provide information on community wildfire defense strategies, and the Inyo/Mauno Firewise USA coordinator will address wildfire risk reduction. Attendees will also have the chance to meet the new Inyo County Administrative Officer, David Fraser, and participate in a question-and-answer session with Supervisor Roser. Access Mammoth has launched a new program called the Access Leadership and Impact Network, or ALIN, aimed at expanding outdoor access and leadership opportunities in the region. The initiative is designed for emerging leaders, young professionals, and community-minded adventurers looking to grow their skills while contributing to outdoor access and stewardship. According to the organization, ALIN will offer networking, educational opportunities, and programming to help participants make a meaningful impact in the Eastern Sierra outdoor community. If you are interested in participating or would like to learn more about this initiative, please contact Development Director Darlene Schutz.
Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else, because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole.
Last night, Congressman Kevin Kiley, RCA, hosted Claudia Tanner as his guest during the State of the Union address. Tanner was invited to represent the legacy of her late husband, Bobby Tanner, a longtime figure in the Eastern Sierra's Bishop Mule Days community. Bobby Tanner was actively involved in the event from its early years and later served on the Mule Days board, including a term as board president. In remarks tied to the invitation, Congressman Kiley highlighted Tanner's contributions to the event's tradition and community impact. Claudia Tanner said she was honored to attend and appreciated the recognition of her husband's legacy, including his role in preserving regional heritage. Bobby Tanner was inducted into the Mule Days Hall of Fame in 2000 and passed away in 2024.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
It's a big week on the hill at Mammoth Mountain. All 180 trails are open, along with 25 lifts, giving skiers and riders full access across the mountain. All 10 terrain parks are also open, offering features for every skill level. There are currently 76 inches of powder on the mountain, providing soft conditions across a wide range of terrain. As for the forecast, expect a cloudy and breezy midweek. temperatures are on the warmer side and are expected to remain warm for a little while at least. Skies will stay mostly cloudy, with steady winds and gusts developing in the morning hours. So if you're heading up, plan for variable visibility at times and breezy conditions. But with full terrain access and fresh powder totals, there's plenty of mountain to explore. We'll keep you updated as conditions change. Let's have a look at our midweek weather report. Starting out in Bishop, today is looking to be a partly cloudy day with highs in the low 70s. Lows are expected to drop to the lower 40s with nightfall. Tomorrow, we're looking at more clouds. Expect highs in the upper 60s and lows near 43. And Friday, this partly cloudy trend will continue with highs again in the low 70s and nighttime lows in the upper 30s. Over in Mammoth, conditions are pretty similar. Today is expected to be partly cloudy with highs in the low 50s. Lows this evening will drop to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, skies will remain partly cloudy with highs in the low 50s and lows in the low 30s. Friday, not much will change. Skies will remain partly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s and lows near 27. We have a pretty moderate week ahead, but we're not complaining. That's a look at your news across the Eastern Sierra. From local meetings to mountain conditions, we're here to keep you informed and up to speed. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss an update, especially during weather changes and breaking news. A thank you again to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, for supporting local journalism. And before you go, there's still time to vote in February's Epic Eats Pizza Poll. Support your favorite slice and help crown this year's champion. Enjoy the rest of your National Clam Chowder Day. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you next time right here on Eastern Sierra Now.